Mr. Jones and me. Hey, James Mingvit, how are you? Nice day outside. Thought I'd do a lesson. Today's lesson, actually, I want to teach you, it's more about hints, helpful hints on how to learn English. I'm going to give you four things you can do to help you learn English. These are things that teachers do when they have a classroom. It's not that they tell the students they're doing this, but I believe that these are the four things we all do to make a classroom interesting for you to learn. And if you adapt these for yourself, you'll probably find that you're going to find learning fun and effective and efficient. So let's dive into them, shall we? Number one, numero uno, ichiban. I wish I could say it in another language, but that's how it is. Number one is this: know the animal in front of you. Here's what I want you to do, a little test. Close your eyes, and I want you to imagine sitting in front of a cat. What would you do with a cat? Maybe pet it. If you're not a cat person, dog, okay? You'd pet it, play with it, what have you. But you'd know that animal's friendly. Now, I want you to close your eyes again. This time, I want you to imagine a lion that hasn't eaten in 30 days. How do you act towards that animal? Not the same as the cat. Know the animal in front of you means know the person you're dealing with. In this case, as a teacher, I would look at my students individually and I would say, okay, this student likes to be, challenged. This student has a difficult time learning, and I would adjust the lesson slightly for each student. But in this case, you're student number one. So you really have to sit down and know who you are. What does that mean? When do you like studying? In the morning or at night? Do you like audio stuff? Do you like visual? Do you like to read? Know yourself. Don't just go by what the guidelines say or teacher says. Know yourself. Know the animal that you're dealing with. Student number one, that's you. Okay. Number two, the environment. When I walk into a classroom, I look around. Is it a messy classroom? Is it a big classroom? Is it noise around the classroom? What's going on? Okay, so I have to take these things into account. Do I have all the supplies, all the things I need to teach? Maybe I have to do a lesson by myself. Maybe I have a nice whiteboard. Not today, but usually I have a nice whiteboard with a worm on it. I'm missing Mr. E. Okay, so maybe I have all that stuff, but when I don't have that stuff, I have to adapt. So when I say lesson number two is situation and environment. Like my friend who's yelling for his dog. Just got to adapt, right? So look at your situation and environment. Are you studying at home? Are you studying in a library? Are you studying in your school and university? What are the factors that are going to help you? Is there a lot of light, low light? Is it nighttime? Is there a lot of traffic? See? People visiting Canada. Yeah, anyway. So once I know my environment, I have to adapt to it. So first I have to know myself, rule number one. Rule number two, what's the situation or environment? So what's rule number three? Rule number three is interesting. It's questions. Questions, questions, questions. And you're probably thinking, well, questions? What are you talking about? Am I going to question myself? Yeah, you are. In a classroom, I use questions in two ways. One, to get students to actually be active in the process of learning. So I will ask them questions like, when did the War of 1812 start? Okay, yeah, you got it. They will start thinking, they'll process information, I've got their attention, and now they've got their attention, they're ready to learn. Okay? I also ask questions for clarification to make sure they understand. So I say, well, if this happened and this happened, what else could happen? This tells me how deeply they've taken in the knowledge. How this works for you. Give you an example for reading. Before you open a book and read it, ask yourself the W5. Now, I had one student say to me,
oh, it's not W5, it's like W7. This who, what, where, when, what, why, and how.
And I went, yeah. We have a TV program in Canada. It was who, what, when, and where, and why. That was it. Yes, there are more, but the investigation, oh, sorry, that's a nice long word. When people do news reports, they usually stick with the basic five. The other two are added on. So you want to ask these questions of yourself. What am I reading? Why am I reading it? Who's important? What is happening? No? Whatever. Those five. By asking those five things before you start reading a book, then you read, you'll notice that your brain starts picking up the information. The same thing can be said in a conversation. Before you engage in a conversation with someone, why are we having this conversation? Who am I speaking to? What's important about it? How will things be changed, or how will the outcome change because of this conversation? It's going to change the way you actually interact in the conversation. So you can do the same thing when you're studying. If you ask yourself questions like, why am I studying this text or this particular grammar? Why is it important? What will it change? You will quickly notice that you'll get more out of the lesson. Okay? So we've done 1, 2, 3 questions, right? Questions to get information, and then questions to check understanding, right? And you could do that with grammar as well, like, why is this grammar important? But you can also say, why it would change in this situation, and that will check your understanding. Because as you know with English, I usually say there's an 80% rule. I can give you a rule, but it's only 80% true. After that, what happens is 20% of the time, something kicks in and it doesn't make any sense, right? There are a lot of rules, like the verb to be is one of those things, an odd verb. Okay, so the last rule I introduced to you, number 4, is, see that? E was here. I told you he didn't come. He was drinking again. That's why he's not on the job. Guy's taking a holiday, drinks, and then pollutes the environment. He's a bad worm. He's like one of those worms you find in the bottom of a Mexican tequila bottle. You know what I'm saying? Drunk worm. Anyway, sorry. Took me off. So, back to number 4. All the other things I was telling you about is taking in your environment and understanding what's going around you and yourself before you do the work. Now, if you want to get the maximum out of any work you're doing, what you want to do is be very detailed in instructions or giving details. Now, for me, that's giving a class instructions to do something. I don't just say, do this, do this. I have a picture in my mind and I literally say that picture out to them. So, you know, how does that apply to me? You got to give yourself a detailed instructions on what you want to do and accomplish when you're studying. When I'm done studying today, I want to know these 3 verbs. And I want to know how to use them in this situation, very detailed, so that when you're doing the studying, you're going to take the most out of it. Do what is necessary. Don't waste time on that stuff that's not necessary, like learning the 3. I had this great guy, love him to death. His name's CJ, and I used to teach with him. You could ask him about a verb tense and how it came in. Now, when I would teach, I would say, you use it like this, okay? CJ could go through the last 40 years of how it was brought about, when it was initially said, how it's been used in this way. When 1872 something happened, and it was, and I'm like, I don't know that stuff. I just say, do this and do this, right? CJ could do all that, which is great. But in the grand scheme of things, it may not be necessary for what you want to do, okay? Keep that in mind. It is good stuff, because once you understand how something has changed, you might know why it doesn't work in a certain situation. You go, okay, it wasn't designed for this, right? But if your job is just to do X, then you want to put your work and your energies toward X. And when you have more time, you can go to Y, Z, and everything else. And in this way, if you take these 4 things I've given you, you're going to find that you're taking, you might say, secrets of the teachers that they don't teach you in the classroom. But you're going to be able to take that stuff and utilize it for yourself to maximize your learning. In other words, you just made your home a classroom. Cool? Anyway, homework for today, try it out. Take a subject, reading, writing, conversation, whatnot. Take 5 minutes, and I want you to do the first. Sit down and first thing, okay, do I like to, if it's reading, do I like to read? A lot of people don't like reading foreign languages, English included, simply because it takes them too long. So you might go, I love reading, but I don't want to read in English. Okay, keep that in mind, knowing that that's going to be something that might stop you. Knowing yourself is half the battle. Ask G.I. Joe. Sorry. Childhood thing. Okay, so G.I. Joe. So that's something you want to do. Or maybe you enjoy reading and you say, you know what, of all the tasks in English, this is the one I can get the most out of because I love it. Okay, know who you are. Environment. Do you have a lot of light in the room to read? Is there not enough light? Is there a lot of noise? Do you have to change the environment or the situation? Or is it the perfect environment? Yeah? Check that out. Number 3. What's the next one? Ask yourself some questions. Okay, what do I want to get out of this text? What do I want to learn? Or what do I want to, do with speed? Sorry, just making it up because I'm doing it on the fly here. But you might say, I want to read faster. I want to learn something specific. Number 4, as I said, it's especially for reading, you want to ask yourself questions like, who is in it? What is important? Why is this happening? How did it you will notice, boom, a complete difference in your experience when you're studying English. It won't be you studying English, it'll be you studying, and that's the whole thing. You studying to better yourself and to learn something new. Once you've got the pressure off of that it's English, you're going to find it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Anyway, that's your homework, because you don't always give your homework. Can't give you a test because I got no board behind you, but the test might be, yeah, here's a test. At the end of this video, I want you to go down below if you're on YouTube or if you're on InGvid, write the four things I gave you. Try and see if you can get them in order. Every one you get will give you $100 million. It's a James Bond thing. You'll get it. Anyway, gotta go. It's a brilliant day, and I think I'm gonna go for a walk. Ciao.